This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Until recent events, the nation's capital was perpetually accused of making a hash of things. And today, it really is. Close to 1,000 men and women are running the D.C. Area Hash House Harriers Red Dress Run. It's called hashing for short. The tradition started with a group of British expatriates living in a hash house or boarding house in Malaysia back in the 1920s. Today, about 100,000 people worldwide are running the hash. And here in the nation's capital, John Hayward is one of the lead runners. Hi there, John. Would you please describe your running costume?
Well, I'm wearing a authentic cheerleading outfit from the George C. Marshall High School. It's red. I have the top and the skirt on.
You sound darling. I understand this is one of those perpetually kooky British traditions where obviously people with a great deal too much time on their hands got going, but that wouldn't explain its current popularity.
I guess it's for a bunch of people who just didn't grow up or simply refused to grow up. So it's still quite juvenile. All the groups are different. Some groups run Saturday morning, some run Thursday night. But there's definitely a lot of British bawdiness to our hashing events.
Yes, I just heard a hunting horn there in the background. How far are you going to run?
We're going to run about 3.5 miles. We'll probably run about 2 miles and stop and have some beer. And then we will continue to run for another mile or two.
How does one win the Hash Harriers Red Dress Run?
By being the best dressed.
I see.
That would be the only way. Racing itself is a four-letter word. Things like new shoes, race t-shirts, competitive running, those are all very frowned upon, and you'll have to drink a beer at the end of the run if you do something like that.
Okay, have a fantastic run.
Thank you very much.
John Hayward is part of the White House chapter of the Hash House Harriers.